5 unpopular opinions I have about pet ownership as a vet. Number 1. Feeding raw meat to your pet is not a risk worth taking. When you prepare raw meat to eat yourself if you're a meat eater, you're probably quite careful about washing your hands and avoiding cross-contamination. If your dog eats raw meat, then they will get raw meat juice in and around their mouth, which contains bacteria, potentially spreading it all over your house and on your face when they lick you. If you have small children or anyone immunosuppressed in your house, just don't take the risk of making them sick. Number 2, people calling themselves pet parents makes me want to throw up just a little bit. I think we should be considering our dogs as part of the family, but you're not their parent and they're not your child. Sorry. Just gives me the ick a little bit. Surely I'm not the only one. Number 3, your cat is a loner and doesn't need any friends. I'm not just being mean, but it can be a disaster to introduce a new cat to a household. It's quite hard for us to appreciate as a social species, but cats are naturally solitary. They like being on their own. They can be picky and choose to form a social group with some cats in the household, but not others. Some cats basically just hate other cats. The resulting stress, as well as being unpleasant for the cat, can lead to some health issues like cystitis and urinary obstructions. Number 4, adopting a street dog from abroad can do more harm than good. First consideration here is temperament. I've met many lovely ones, but a lot of these dogs have not had any social interaction with humans at a young age, and so they can find living in a household very stressful, and this can lead to problem behaviours and even aggression. Second consideration is the risk of introducing exotic infections. There are several to consider, but the one we're perhaps most concerned about at the moment in the UK is an infection called Brucella. It's being found more and more often in imported dogs, and if humans pick it up, it can cause serious health issues. If you want to help these dogs, it may be better to just donate to a charity that helps these dogs in their country of origin. Number 5, if you really want to keep your dog's teeth clean, please stop giving them dentist sticks and just start brushing their teeth. Dentist sticks are supposed to be clinically proven, so presumably they do something, but I think many dogs just inhale them practically, and they are very fattening. I think they make a lot of people just feel like they're doing something proactive, but I don't think they're that great. Again, just my opinion.